One,
yeah.
I just noticed, I think one of Ajahnamaro's first two dogs in England,
yeah.
The lay people would go out, Nora knew where he, more or less where he was going to be. And is that quite accepted in Thailand, that when a monk goes on two dogs, that lay people come and offer food? I mean, it was happening in England on two dogs, and mm-hmm. I just wondered if that kind of thing is encouraged or discouraged, or...
Well, it depends how you want to do it. I mean, if you want to put all that effort into organizing, then, yeah, I mean, it's okay. But then you're bound by that. Eliminates the possibility of, spontaneity. Once you set a program, you've got to keep with it, and you make a commitment to lay people, asking them to do something. So that, there's benefits and drawbacks. Certainly in the early days in England, he was one of the first to even try it. And that was, what was that? That was probably about 1984, 85. He just finished his fifth Pansa. And so it was early days of Sangha in England. And then he was going to walk from Chithurst to Harnham, which was from the south to the north. So it's, it's a long way. And nowadays, the monks and the nuns there, I don't think they do any kind of organization. They'll tend to just go off wandering. But England is actually incredibly easy to do that, because the distances are small. There's villages everywhere. And not only that, you've got the public footpaths all through the country. It's amazing. England is sort of like a Tudong monk's dream. except for the weather. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's really true, because listening to some of the stories of going Tudong in England, and you've been soaking wet for day, everything is soaking wet, you're sleeping in a soaking wet sleeping bag.
I just made a story of that, but this tent that leaves.
Yes.